Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, wait. Before you start, can you pass me the hairspray? Can you pass me the hairspray?
Bro, not in the middle of the pod.
No, it's right there.
Yo, we're rolling right now.
This guys, is staying in. I'm going.
Audio listeners right now.
Go on, plug something.
Our CEO, Callum Airy, has had to make a pit stop at the beginning to use some got-to-be hairspray. It's not a brand deal, by the way.
Oh, yeah, don't.
Nah, but ain't you meant to style it and then spray it?
I do it like this, you know. I mix it up.
Let me just tell you one thing. Nothing has changed. Nothing changed. There is no difference.
That's the point of it. As long as it doesn't get worse.
It wasn't going to get bad, bro. You're him.
I am him. All right, sweet. Anyways, right. Look, Chip.
God, the smell of
I fucking hate that.
Yo, you know when you see like a weird looking kid and you said, oh, I bet he used to sniff glue in school.
Were you that guy?
I was me.
You told me, by the way, we were in Malta. You told me the story about your first ever wank, but you didn't realize it was a wank. So you got to tell this story, bro. I can't believe it. We talk about wanking all the time on the pod.
You somehow
have never brought this up.
This one's nuts, man. Every now and then I think back to it and go, yeah, life is different. Anyway, so this was actually primary school. Like, it's not even possible in primary school, is it? But let me tell the story anyway. So, you know, every primary school's got like that gymnasium, whatever, with the ropes and the climbing equipment. I'm on the climbing rope, okay? I was a little bit of a monkey back in the day. I was at the top. You know, I got into the top. And as I'm sliding down the rope, I feel my penis tingling.
Wait, is this from the friction?
Yeah, from the friction of my knob against the rope.
As you're climbing
up.
And
then I'm like, but as I was so young and never felt that experience before, I wasn't really enjoying it. I was like, that's a bit weird. I thought I needed a wee. So I go to the teacher, can I go to the toilet? He's like, yeah, go to the toilet. I go to the toilet. Nothing coming out. So confused. I get back up on that rope. Same thing again. I've asked to go toilet again. Same thing. Gone back again.
Are you getting bricked up then?
Nah, I remember it was just the feeling was strange. Yeah. Like, because you've never felt that feeling before. So I was like, damn, man, I don't really know what this is.
Right.
And then I just kind of left it at that. And then obviously when I started figuring it out, I was like, damn, man.
It turns out
that was my inner dog.
By the way, you realize that when you were young, I shot blanks.
Yeah, same.
I didn't realize. So I just thought something was wrong with me. And I was getting hella worried. I was there like, nah, like, if you watch porn, like, they ain't blanking like this.
They got real shit coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember my first show. I remember when I first started nutting, actually.
Wait, this podcast is actually tired.
I'm so sorry for listeners, but we're just sharing an experience, you know. I remember when I first started nutting it, just started seeping
out or dribbling out. Yeah, there was no.
But it was just like small amounts. Like, we're talking like.
Zero rope.
We're talking about half a gram of nut.
Half a gram of nut. Hey, your boss, can I get half a gram?
Oh, shit, man.
Oh.
You know as well, because you're younger as well, so your knob was smaller, innit? So
I used to have like...
You were wanking with like two fingers.
Bro, I had a tweezer.
I used to have phantom wanks growing up.
No, you know, but you had to like... Right now, guys, if you just pull up your hand, if you're an audio listener, pull out your thumb, pull out your index finger and your middle finger, and then that's it.
And pinch.
And then pinch your knob. But that,
like
that's,
a tweezer.
That was the technique back in the day.
When the you crab.
When
the
you
crab
first
pincer.
Started getting that shit going, you just be sat there like...
I'm not joking. I do not... In my head, by the way, this is crazy. So you see, like, when you're growing up, like, you're thinking, like, damn, my feet are getting bigger, like I'm getting taller, like, yeah. all this. Never once did I think, like, my cock's getting bigger.
Yeah.
Like, looking back now, I because you've just said that, it's made me think, like, I don't remember looking down and going, yeah, my piece is bigger.
Yeah.
Like, I in my head, I was born with this piece. But obviously, I wasn't, because that would be pretty impressive.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I remember a kid at my school said to me once, he was, like, hit puberty, like, before a few of us. He said, yeah, boys, like, it just suddenly gets bigger. Like, just, you wake up one day and it's just big. And I was like, okay. And it never happened for me. And I was bare worried. Because I was just like, it just ain't getting big, bro. Still is now.
Did it ever happen?
It's a work in progress.
Yeah, yeah, of course. You're only young as well. It'll get bigger.
Okay, here's something as well, right? Your nose and your ears never stop growing. I don't know if you guys know this. That's why old people always have, like, pretty big noses and usually pretty big ears. Seriously. Wait, why are you laughing?
Is that true?
No. Pull this up right now,
that sounds like one of those myths, though, bro.
No. Do your nose and ears keep growing? But the point that I'm making about this, not only does cartilage grow, but yeah, from gravity, which can make... Yeah.
The elongating earlobes I've seen, because you see old people with bare long earlobes.
No, but even says, not only does cartilage grow. So they're saying, yes, our ears are 90% grown by age 6, and our noses are almost fully grown by the time we're teens, but both can change names and appear to enlarge as we age.
Whoa.
So the reason why I say that is that...
sorry to the audio listeners. Sorry.
Why did we give him a Coke? That was
that's the problem. We were doing 75 hard, isn't it?
Yeah. But let me just finish my penis comment.
Sorry, yeah, go on.
Imagine if it was like a genetic thing where your penis just kept getting bigger. Like, that is like your nose.
Fuck up.
No, like gravity. Like, it's talking about gravity pulling down your earlobes. Yeah, why is gravity not pulling down my cock? What's up with that?
Yo, that's true. Is that why our balls are, like, saggy? Like, mine are nearly at the knees.
Does your ball sack, like, my left one hangs, like, I would say about an inch lower.
Yeah, I think so. By the way, when
I'm in a warm climate, that is, obviously.
But my balls stink, you know.
That's why you get the ultimate testosterone.
Sometimes I'll be sat at home playing on my Xbox, so I'll be like, I don't want to say it, but I know I can smell my balls. Like, from a good distance, like, I'm off, obviously it's like a foot.
Yeah,
like,
a couple whatever, feet there.
Like, a couple feet here, and I'm just like, I can smell it. Sabina will be like, what's that smell? I'm like,
there's no way it'll be your feet.
I swear to God, it's a strong stench. Because I let it marinate. Like I said, it's a testosterone boost. It's natural. It's like,
well, we need a testosterone boost.
Tonga Ali, man.
That's something I want to talk about. So, hey, heads up. 3 people in this room are doing 75 hard.
Yep.
That third person is not Proddy C, but nah. I'm not shaming.
I'm working hard.
The other third is Stanley. Go on. If your face is there, yeah.
Stanley, you doing it, Stanislav? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Whoa, go on, Stanislav.
That's mega. I offered Lewis $1,000 if he can do it. I can't afford to give you $1,000, but I can give you £500 if you complete it.
Whoa. Yo, you got to do it now. £500, that's good. You know what? I'm a match it in emotions.
He's going to give you chip credit. That's what it's called.
You know what? I don't do this often. I will
buy you. What a treat.
I will buy you 5 beverages of your choice.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not quite £500, but you know, money's tight these days.
I'm in it's my 75 hard. Overdraft. We're day 3 in at recording this. By the time this goes out, it'll be day 4. We spoke a little bit about it last time, but to people that maybe didn't catch the last one, really quickly, the rules are 2 workouts, 2 45-minute workouts every single day. 1 must be outdoors. No alcohol for all 75 days. You have to stick to your diet, whatever your diet is, you choose it. You must drink 3.5 liters of water every single day. And then finally is... read 10 pages of a non-fiction book, and then just as like a side thing, make sure you take a progress picture every single day.
But it's good to take that progress picture every morning, because it gives you a feeling of like, I've achieved one goal. And yeah. I'm on my path now to finish everything else for the day.
Can I just say the progress picture thing daily is a tiny bit flawed though, because if you're drinking obviously lots of water and you have a big meal, and say for example you've got a busy day, you have to have your calories late, you then have to, you wake up next day and your water weight will be different and you'll be heavier, you might look more bloated, you might look a bit different.
You just take it in the morning. I've been taking mine in the morning.
Yeah, taking yours in the morning, but if you've had a big meal late the night before, it does affect your pictures. I mean, I'm only doing mine every Saturday.
But I think the main thing is, it's like, yeah, cool, if you're looking at it on a day-to-day basis, but I think by the end of it, what you're really doing is just looking at your final day pick and your first day pick, and maybe you could make a montage of it getting better. But yeah, I think if you were doing it like looking back like to yesterday's one, like, oh no, I look like shit today, like, you can't, you shouldn't do that.
That's why you shouldn't weigh yourself every day.
But this like this morning, I came into work a little bit earlier than I usually would. I got a 5K run done around here. And it's been, I don't know, it's so far it's been okay, but you know what, like today, I'm definitely feeling more tired.
I feel more tiredness tired today. It's only day three.
It's day three, yeah. The tiredness is starting to set in. My muscles are aching because I'm doing a gym session every day. So after this, you and me, we're both heading to the gym. You've actually, and Chip has stumbled across like his first, not issue, but like dilemma.
Yeah, because I was in Manchester and obviously I've just not had the, because I've had to travel back in time for meetings and the podcast, I've not had the chance to do a 45-minute workout, because it has to be continuous, that 45 minutes. I can't do a 20-minute walk now and then do 25 minutes later. It's got to be all at one time. So now, once we're finished here, I've got to walk home and walk the longer way to make sure it's 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Then I've got to go to the gym. And then I've got to make sure I read 10 pages as well.
Yeah. The 10 pages I'm quite enjoying, because the book's good. I'm reading Atomic Habits. Very you're reading...
Book. I'm enjoying it. Same book.
Oh, same book.
Same book, same book. Thought I'd go for the same one. Thought I'd go for something that I can talk to you about with.
Yeah, that's good. And yeah, we can chat about it. I find it really interesting. It's all about small changes leading to a bigger thing. It's like an exponential thing. Well, I think we'll probably, closer to the end, once we finish our book, we can give people a little rundown on what we learned about it. But yeah, this 75 hard thing is pretty intense. I started, me and Chip both wearing the Woot band. Yeah.
This is the best thing ever. I love it.
I'm telling you, you get like kind of addicted to it, which is a good and a bad thing. But I've created this sick community. If you have one, join it. The code is just com-freezy and you can join it. The people
in there quite a lot.
Mate, people are chatting in there. And the good thing about it is that people like share knowledge about like how to get better recovery. Like this guy was explaining to me the blue light stuff. I was like, that's super interesting. And then
Tip for you there.
Yeah.
Because you were thinking about blue light glasses, right?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, you know, you can set it to your phone, takes away the blue light at night, right? Automatically.
What?
Can you do the same on your laptop as well?
How do you do that?
Do the same on your laptop. And even better, you can do it on your TV. So I set my TV to warm at night.
Yeah.
Warm profile. But it takes out the real harshness of the colors and it just looks nicer. And it also is better for falling asleep.
Interesting. Wait, where do I do that on
here?
So
I'm going to tell you, and for other people that want to know that, if you go to the display and brightness, and then you can see this thing here, it's called night shift. So you can see mine is set from 9 till 7. So at 9 p.m., it goes like super warm. Look, that's how warm it goes. Look at the difference. It just goes like really orange and it's just so much nicer on the eyes.
Yeah, that is good.
I've got a bit of a problem with the whole blue light glasses thing, because obviously I wear glasses normally and I'm pretty blind. So like I need my glasses to see in the evening and I haven't got blue light lenses on them. So if I'm wearing blue light glasses, I have to wear my contact lenses. Really frustrating.
That is annoying.
Yeah.
Cool, sorry, pal.
But yeah, no, the blue light stuff. And then somebody told me also, because with this Woot thing, it tracks everything.
Yeah.
And one of the things it tracks is your HRV. And he was saying that if you eat too close to going to bed, that it messes with your recovery, because your body, instead of spending its time asleep, like recovering and getting everything back up to scratch, instead it spends its time digesting the food and working hard at digesting your food. And so your recovery is nowhere near as good as it would be. So he says he doesn't eat anything 3 hours prior to going to bed.
No, that's smart. I like that.
So yeah, there's just that bit, but all that stuff has all been learned. Well, at least I learned it through the group chat, and everyone's it, bro. There's some mad fucking bastards in here. Like even just looking right now, couple Donnie's like up there on 20 strain. He's been cycling, and then he's done another activity, and it's just like these are relentless.
Yeah.
But it's pretty cool. Everyone's friendly in there. Everyone's taking the piss out of Chip last night, which was fun.
Yeah, fucking vintage.
Yeah, but Yeah, man, it's been cool. It's fun to watch everyone's progress, and I'm excited. I mean, you guys are gonna have to put up with, I think I calculated 10 episodes of 75 hard updates, and this one isn't really an update because we're only literally just, 3 days in. I think the next one's gonna be interesting. I think we're gonna be fucked.
Yo, yeah, that's a good point, man. You're gonna just be looking at us dying.
Yeah, on screen, right. Our face is just getting like more and more like.
Have you got like a goal, both of you, by the end of this? Like, is it just a mental to finish it?
Yeah, I think it is to finish it. A few people were telling me, Cal, you should run a marathon at the end of it. Oh, and I was there like, fuck,
that's
man.
That's crazy. That would be like good, an ultimate finisher, I guess.
It would be
if you wanted to add on some. But then I feel like it kind of even takes away what
the
you did.
The point of it.
Like, it kind of takes away from the actual 75 days that you did.
Yeah, my only downside to doing that is I'm doing it because I want to have, like, when it's done, I want the habits to go on longer. And I feel like if I do a marathon at the end, as soon as I complete the marathon, I'll just be there like, cool, my marathon training was done. I don't need to do that. Whereas I don't actually want it to be looked at that way. Mm. I want it to be, this is a lifestyle changing thing. So we'll see. Look, we're 3 days in. Let's
yeah, we're doing it for ourselves to better ourselves and become the ultimate version of ourselves.
Yeah. I felt my abs for the first time in my life, by the way.
Really?
Pretty amazing achievement for me.
I guess. That is. How long do we, what's T-minus till you're boxing?
Oh,
how are you getting on with training? You've
21
been chinned
days.
Yet? You've been chinned yet?
Oh yeah, I get slapped wobbled. About in sparring. It's crazy. But that's because I'm going to like a good gym as well, like just to try and like sort of get me used to the worst case scenario. But
yeah.
It's good fun. I enjoy it.
Do you reckon like when you're out there doing your boxing fight, there'll be a slight bit of technique, or is it just going to be windmilling?
Probably not, bro. It's just dealing with the pressure and like actually maybe throwing a few punches that are technical.
I think it's all cardio. I think at this level, it's just pure cardio.
And you got decent cardio, to be fair.
To be fair, the fitness part, I'm not worried about. It's more just the taking an early shot and then startling me.
Yeah. You know what we're doing? We've got a table there.
Yep.
And so we're all rocking up to watch it and we're making a vlog out of it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. There's a few Fellas fans in the boxing class that I do.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's quite interesting. There's a couple like Fellas fans like sparring me in that.
Chip, tell the story about the Oldham players.
So I spoke about these lads before, the Oldham players on the podcast. Good lads.
Footballer.
Yeah, they play for Oldham Athletic. And I saw them again in the same bar I saw them the first time. It's called Albert Schloss or something like that. It's like a massive bar in Manchester. It was a Sunday and it's rammed.
But you weren't drinking?
I wasn't drinking. Good. I was on the water. I went there for 20 minutes. I was like, damn, man, this is tall. And then I just went home. But they came up to me and he goes, yeah, I said to him, I was like, yeah, we spoke about it in the Fellas podcast. He's like, yeah, I know. You're not going to believe this, but I'm in the game. I'm up for a corner. And one, the a guy on the other team has come up to me saying, yeah, Chip spoke about you on the Fellas podcast. And I said, wait, is that how you found out? And he goes, yeah. I was like, what, in the middle of a game? He's like, yeah.
I'm not sure. That's pretty crazy if that's true,
though. If it's true, then it's quite a cool story.
If not, then it's an unbelievable bit of cap.
He's rustled me.
Yeah.
But no, he seemed convinced, and he's convinced me. I'm on his side.
That's crazy.
You
know?
I tell you who's not convinced me. Ten Hag. Wow.
Boys, we actually... No, but we played pretty good, though.
No, you
Arsenal weren't. Didn't deserve to win.
I agree. I thought 1-1 was a fair result.
There was a couple of dodgy shouts in it.
But I thought you lot were... get it twisted.
Could have been a
you
pen
were
on
the
Royland.
Worst side.
Yeah. But we're not
he
expected
looked quality,
to be
by
better.
The way.
We're not expected to be as good as Arsenal. And especially now. They've had Arteta for years, bro.
No, I know. But come on, Bruce.
I genuinely thought we looked all right.
No. The biggest concern was not the fact that you lost 3-1 or the fact that you looked a bit shit in the first half. The biggest concern was why the fuck in 2023 am I watching Maguire and Johnny Evans at the back? Explain that to me, Chip. Well, a lot of money has been spent on this side.
I don't think it can be really blamed on him, though. He tried to get another centre-back in and Harry Maguire wouldn't leave. Harry Maguire's meant to go to West Ham, but he weren't having it.
Yeah, I know, because of the money.
Yeah.
But that's your club's own fault, though, for giving Harry Maguire those ridiculous wages.
For sure. Now we can't get rid of him, and it's Johnny Evans and Maguire. Well, Martinez isn't actually injured, thank God.
Yeah.
So he's not out.
He kind of stinks, he's though, got, right?
No.
No, he does.
No, he doesn't.
Seriously, he does stink.
Nah, he's technical. I like
him. He's good. He's good for the style of football we're playing.
All right, well, Casemiro looks stuck in the mud again. I don't know why his fitness, it just ain't there yet.
Onana has completed the most passes in a game as a keeper since the last time De Gea did that many passes was like 2016 or some shit.
I'm not sold on Casemiro, bro. I thought he was class last season. This season, what's that?
Yeah, he's not been as good. I think maybe like once Amrabat comes in, I don't know if they'll be playing together or not, but that could help a lot. Because it means like when he can get subbed off earlier if Amrabat comes on for him, or if he's playing with him, it's more protection for the back.
All right.
Amrabat's living off that one clip, isn't he?
Yeah, that's Mbappe.
Oh, the Mbappe one where he sprints back with the head like this. That's how JJ used to run, you know. Yeah. There's clips. If you watch the old KSI videos, he used to run like that.
So, I had no idea, man. It's a bit rough, isn't it?
I saw a tweet about Colwell on the weekend. It's like, Colwell runs like HS Tiki Toki.
Oh, my God. I saw that clip. I think you retweeted it. That's why I saw it, bro. It was mental.
Have you ever seen that HS clip where he's like, got the ball and he goes, misogynist with a fucking sick left foot? Oh,
Yeah. I saw that.
That's a bowler. Cracks me up, that clip.
But the football over the... Yeah, it was... I was... The reason why I wanted to bring up the United game, because I was there.
Yeah.
I was at the Arsenal United game. I was like, you know what? I quite like going to the Emirates. It's just down the road.
Yeah.
It's literally like 15 minutes for me. And so I rocked up there. And then Speed was randomly there. I was like, what is Speed doing? And then I realised, oh, it's Man United. Like, and he's over for the charity match
as
well.
Yeah, of course.
But my God, like, as soon as they like score, as soon as Rashford scored, bro, he was on to JJ. Like, he was screaming in his face. I was just saying, I'm obviously stood there as a neutral. I'm just here for the excitement.
Yep.
And I feel like I've been caught in a crossfire here massively. But he's such a nice bloke. Like, I was there because I haven't actually like
spoken to him
properly. But yeah, he was super chilled. He was nice. And the banter going back in that whole box, because it was literally 50-50 United and Arsenal. So anytime there was shit going down, it was all kicking off. And then, mate, I'll be honest, there were some serious limbs after Rice bagged the winner. It was serious limbs. Emirates, I hadn't heard Emirates go like that in a minute, and I've been to quite a few games.
Foul on Evans,
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, there was a couple.
Foul
in the build up. Hoyland should have been a pen.
I think so as well.
If you see that Hoyland one from another, that should have been a pen, probably.
I agree. And by the way, I must say, as much as I've slagged off United so far, he looked fucking good.
He did look fucking good, didn't he?
He looked good.
He rocked up with the fresh trim. Like, you could tell he's been in Manchester for a week or two. He's come in with a skin fade or whatever, and he just looked big, athletic. Mate, good on the ball, 6'3".
Gabriel, all sorts of problems when he came on.
He was bullying Arsenal defense. Honestly made them look like fucking little girls.
That's got to be the one definite positive to take away from that game, is the fact that he actually looked good.
I'm doing something I shouldn't do. I shouldn't be doing it. We do this every time, United fans. We see him do one small thing and that's our saviour right there.
He's him.
Nah, I do genuinely think, though, he'll score loads of goals.
I hope so.
Stick him against the defence.
The reason why I don't know if he'll score loads of goals is just because we're not playing well at the moment, and I don't know if he'll get...
No, but the moment he came on, your team was so much better. Yeah. And then... In that 10-15 minutes, spell, and then
the defense,
the other subs happened, and I was there like, this has killed the game off a bit.
Yeah, I mean, if we didn't lose our subs there, we wouldn't have lost the game, I don't think.
Yeah, but yeah, the butcher got a yellow card, and so Ten Hag didn't fancy a red.
Nah, it was his fault, wasn't it?
I think
it was his fault. He went down and was holding his foot. That's why they were like, everyone was worried that he was out and we were going to build Maguire Evans for the next game. But thankfully, Martinez is going on international.
What happened to Lindelof?
So he's fine.
Lindelof got yanked.
Yeah, he got injured. He was limping down.
You are fucked at centre back.
It'll be Martinez and
Maguire.
Oh. Fuck. Yeah.
Bro, how is it?
Bring me January ASAP.
But yeah. Here, one thing about... So in JJ's box, he's got that punching machine.
Yeah.
Speed, he looks small, right? He's not that small. Like, to me, he kind of looked like a bit scrawny. And I was there like, yeah, he's built like me. This guy was ripping that punching bag to bits. And I was there like, oh, what the fuck is this? Like, you know them kids that just have like, kind of like you, got that weird strength.
Yeah.
Little crackhead strength.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was there like, there's something about this guy that's just a bit tight. And then he told me, I was leaving the box early, and I was there like, yeah, laters, guys. And he was there, I was like, oh, I see you at the charity match. And he was like, yeah, I'm going to slide tackle you. And I was like, ah, that just sounds long, bro. I'm trying to do 75 hard. I need to stay injury free.
Oh, I didn't
Is
say
he playing
that.
For All-Stars then? Has it been announced?
Yeah, because in the thingy, it comes up with what team they play for, the announcement. Yeah, he's playing for the All-Stars. This is
it's gonna be actually, sick, isn't
we
it?
Could talk a little bit about the charity match now because it won't be out. Who do you think is going to win, Chip? You know the teams. Everybody
if I was
knows.
The manager, which I asked to be multiple times, I keep getting told, maybe. Maybe.
Next year, Chip. That's your year.
It's always next year.
Who do you think?
Damn, man. I think the Sidemen will win.
Really? This is... I don't know. I think it's going to be...
I think it'll be a goal fest.
Really?
Yeah, I hope it is anyway, because that's always
that's
been the most fun.
That's not good because I'm playing at centre-back.
Oh, are you?
So that means that I've been skinned alive.
Oh, Sidemen. Sidemen, devil winning then. Wait, you're on side? You're on YouTube.
I'm Sidemen.
Oh, you're on Sidemen. Oh, yeah.
So you're playing at the back with Harry?
You I think it'll be me and Harry at centre-back. I think the plan's to have, like, Ethan in the middle.
They got
to
get you in the hole, bro, you know? You're like, you give me six energy, man.
Fabinho
My favorite
energy.
Age.
Fabinho energy. Is that what we're on?
Yeah. That's what you... Nah, you give me, like, fucking little Sergio Busquets vibe.
Okay. Keeping you know what? Let me play
it ticking.
In there.
Like, get you in there. But, or like a Carrick. You know, you're there, but you're not there. You're blowing up his slag sister. Four Lions?
Oh, right. Okay. No? Yeah.
Yeah, that's a cultured one there. Sorry, fellas.
Who made a Carrick reference recently? Was
Carrick?
On this pod?
I think it's a Carrick.
Jamie Hutchinson.
Spell red. LSTER.
Yeah, that's a niche meme, I think.
What?
I thought you were talking about Beetlejuice, you know? Carrot? I think it's a carrot. Come on,
how do you
man.
Remember?
Yo, I swear to God, that would be one of the greatest podcast guests of all time if we could get him on. Have you ever seen the clip? Can I show you a clip?
Yeah.
Pull up Beetlejuice.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Beetlejuice Rich. Type in on YouTube, by the way. Beetlejuice Rich. He's talking about his net worth, like, on YouTube. Like, he's talking about how much he's got in the bank. Well, watch what he says. I think this might be the one. This is it.
Wipe the headphones on.
Yeah. Press play.
I you have in your bank account right
oh,
now.
Oh, a lot. A whole lot.
Someone told me when they did the pre-interview, you claim you now have hit $1 million in your bank account.
Oh, yeah.
Beagle is a millionaire?
Yep.
Yeah, I hit about $4 million, honey.
Four?
Four. Right.
$4 million.
You want to go out?
Yeah, I'll take you out. I'll fuck you right on the spot.
I'll fuck you right on the spot. Pow.
Yeah, he would be fucking class.
What a fucking boy. I'd love to have him.
Is he still alive?
Beetlejuice, yeah, he's still alive. Beetlejuice.
Nah, there was that weird rumor that went around that he died. Same with Purple Aki. They said Purple Aki died and he hadn't.
I'll be sad. I got like Beetlejuice merch and shit.
You probably did.
I looked up to him, you know? Like, he was doing it for all those weirdos.
He's 55 years old.
Yeah, he's
man.
The fucking GOAT, man. I did enjoy so much of his stuff.
Yeah, he's funny. I can't believe he was on that podcast. That's a big podcast as well, I think.
What? Howard Stern.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a radio show or something, isn't it?
It's mega.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Like, what's Beetlejuice doing on
obviously
there?
Obviously, I'm just going to say this because it's the name of the character, but they've got Beetlejuice on there and the other guy's called Gary the Retard.
What?
Full of Beetlejuice versus Gary the Retard.
Wait, this is his mate, Gary the Retard.
This is his mate, Gary the Retard from the Howard Stern.
Oh, this guy. What the fuck?
Go back to the main page. Look, Beetlejuice there. Beetlejuice versus Gary DeVito there. And this is it, where he goes, spell red. They're doing a spelling competition. It's fucking, it's unbelievable. It's so funny. Let roll it off. Roll it off.
Ready to play, everyone. Are our seatbelts on?
Gary,
do either of you have to use the men's room before we start?
Nah.
No. Okay, here we go. All right. Here we go. Beetlejuice, you're first. And here is your question. Spell red.
Red? L-S-T-E-R. My final answer.
All right. That, I think that's close enough. But, all right. Okay. The judges are saying that's not exactly right. I'm going to go to Gary. Spell red.
R-E-D.
Oh my God.
That is one right.
That, you know what? You know what's crazy, though? The fact that this is just on air, they did this show. Yeah. I want to say it's still going. I do think, though, and I could be wrong here, I think someone just told me this when I brought this up before, that it was meant to be like, he was helping them. The Howard Stern show. It's not like a take the piss out of them, but it feels like it is.
Yeah, bro, they're doing a fucking spelling bee.
Yeah, the like, come
called
on,
Gary
man.
The Retard.
Yeah, yeah there's not
much about helping.
Question, have they come up with a name for him?
Because that would be shocking.
That would if be so that, piss poor.
Shocking. Hey, you know what we're going to call you? Gary the Retard.
Do you reckon?
Oh, wow, that sounds like a great name.
Is Gary the Retard actually like mentally challenged, or is he an actor?
I think so. I wonder if that, yeah, is the Howard Stern show still going? Is the Howard Stern
Yeah, it is.
Show still on. Nah, it ended.
Gary Lauer.
Oh, no, but he's got a new radio show. Still going somewhere.
Go on, head back to the thing.
Yeah, but shout out to Gary and Beetlejuice, by the way, if you ever want to come on this pod.
What is this Ronaldinho's affair that you said?
Oh, this is crazy. So a picture has basically been revealed recently that this young 16-year-old's made his debut in Brazil. Yeah. But look how much this geezer looks like Ronaldinho. And bear in mind, just read this tweet out.
Oh my
what
God.
The
what
hell?
The fuck?
So if you read this out.
Ronaldinho visited South Africa for a friendly match in 2007, and it was documented that he and a few others visited the locals for some fun. Yesterday... Nah, that's not real.
This is sounds like a meme.
Bro. Yeah. Read out. Read.
Yeah. Yesterday, Ronaldo, a promising 16-year-old raised by a single mother, made his debut for the South African under 21s.
Bear in mind, it's spelled Ronaldo.
Ronaldo.
But I'm sorry, bro. How similar does he want to look?
That is pretty mad.
So did Ronaldinho really find time
to... Context, by the way.
Community noted. This is likely a joke. However, the footballer is not Ronaldo or an implied son of Ronaldinho, but rather Michy Minis, a player for the Sundowns ladies. No!
We've been dusted.
Brody, read the community notes.
No,
bro.
This is what I'm saying. Twitter ruins the fun, man. Twitter ruins the fun. We could have shielded some bullshit that Ronaldinho had a son.
Bro, you didn't like being lied to. Right? That's a weird fetish.
Nah, that wasn't there when I got the phone. I swear, bro.
That's a woman who plays for Sundowns ladies team. And you're trying to tell me that's Ronaldinho's son, Ronaldo.
Brody has been cut. If you're listening, Brody's just been cut by community notes as well.
Yo, that is an IRL. You just got IRL community noted, bro. That is unbelievable.
Community cut.
Hide this from Todd Bowley. All right, so we got Bournemouth man caught having sex with a cow. I saw this actually.
This is crazy. I haven't seen this, but
you know what? Okay, this is going to sound mental. At least it's not like the one you always see, like the horse, like. You know, the horse fucking the woman and the woman dies. Like, you've heard those stories. At least neither of them should die in this one. Or, like, you hear about, like, people fucking, like, dogs and shit like that. And, like, the dog's going to die, obviously.
Yo, let's have a look at this.
Yeah, I mean...
So...
There you go.
Bro, you got to be down bad down to just start so fucking a cow.
No, but I don't even think it's down bad. I think you got to be, like, mentally... Okay, a DNA sample taken from a calf proved intercourse had taken place on June 12th. Yo, that's impressive they figured that out. Brown sobbed as he pleaded guilty to sexual penetration with a living animal and causing unnecessary suffering to a protected animal during a brief hearing at Poole Magistrates Court. Oh my, bro.
They even put his full name in the article, bro.
Not only have they done that, but he, bro's crying. What, can you imagine having to plead guilty to shagging a cow?
That's
like, what's happened here?
I need to know, like,
mate, what's happened here is the bloke's fucked a cow and nutted in the cow.
Do you think it might have been for like a rugby
initiation
or something?
Bro, that is prime rugby really initiation. Like that,
though. It's not really like that sort of thing.
All right, well, pull up the video then.
I've got a question for you both. I want you to debate, actually.
Yeah, so but I want to see.
He's had sex with a cow.
Yeah.
What animal is closest to human intercourse?
What's a female gorilla?
Ooh, yeah, it's probably
a gorilla?
That, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Is that actually what it is? Are you 100% sure?
Something nice, like a... Like
female
a,
version
nah,
of a gorilla.
Nah, something like nice and feminine, like pink.
Gorillita?
Nah, a flamingo.
Thank you, pardon?
Sorry?
Flamingo, because it's like feminine, isn't it? And then, you know, with the legs and that.
Yeah, them long legs kind of be
yeah, get that wrapped around my neck.
That's exactly like a human.
Now you've got to hold that and fuck it.
I'm not sure you're reaching it either because it's got long legs.
Yeah, but if it fancies you, you're good.
And it's got a long neck.
Exactly. No, Kung Fu Panda that's snake.
What is...
This one would go crazy.
Brother, that's
why are you
not...
fucking a capybara? Capybara.
Capybara. You know they eat their own shit.
Yeah. So why are you bringing this up, Prod? These things are tiny as well.
Nah, they're big. They're big.
They're not.
Bro, the KGB could not get that out of me. This is nuts.
did you see some of the comments from our Jamie Hutchinson app? On it, they were there like, literally, the MI6 could not get these stories out of it.
Yeah.
He was talking some of the craziest. But by the way, you guys, the reception on that was amazing. So
got to get him back on next season.
We've got to get him on.
We'll do it.
We have to do it.
You know what we've got to do? What? Specs and Jamie Hutchinson on the same pod.
Nah, I actually just don't.
I don't think it would it even work.
Nah, it would be, we wouldn't even have a moment to breathe.
Yeah.
It would just be you two pissing yourselves.
Yeah, while those two are just going back and forth about the weirdest fucking stories that they have.
Nah, so, no, seriously, the video, is there no video?
No.
Bro, why do you want a video?
Well, it's just I want to see, like, if he was good or not.
Talking of videos, Logan Paul's missus.
Oh, no.
Not true, is it?
That's mad. No, it's not her.
Is it not?
No, it's fake.
I haven't watched the video.
Yeah, because of the tattoos on her neck. So what is she...
Oh, yeah. What? You watching the video and you know it's the tattoos? Or
watched
like...
it six times.
Yeah. The guy... The guy's piece was massive.
Yeah, but... Yeah.
Nah. It looked like a forearm.
There was a lot of...
I'm not going to lie. I think I've got a relatively large cock, but I realize I don't. My thing was...
Really? I can't remember it.
Tiny, bro, compared to this thing.
Bro, was analysing the cock.
Nah, I was more impressed with the cock.
I always get gassed when I see cocks with veins.
Bro, this thing was like a tube.
Know what I mean? You know when it got like a pulsing vein and you're like, yeah, I rate it.
But those are usually the fake ones.
Nah, but when it's real.
Have you heard about the fake cock pandemic?
What?
Like, supposedly hella people are just like, in porn and shit, it's all fake cocks, right? Right, guys? That's why they're so big, right?
Nah, I think you're chatting waffle.
Seriously.
Bro.
Mate, there's not even an article on this.
No. There is. It's true. Fake. No. Not fake penis. It's in porn because when they want to use like their monster cocks, they attach, they like glue on a fake cock and it's massive.
No way.
I swear.
Where did you find this out?
Nah, I just heard. I've heard about this.
Well, I was getting his news from TikTok. I swear to God.
You don't need to Google. Just take my word for it. Right?
Yeah, anyways, I ain't Googling
that video was not
Nina.
Logan Paul's missus. Yeah,
no,
like,
no.
I feel bad because when that shit goes around and it's fake, peak. Like that Come is on. Really peak. But that's not her.
All
so.
I will say is Dylan Danis actually might die in that ring.
I'm not going to pray for him because I would say it's a deserved
yes,
ass whooping.
Very much yeah.
So I'm not going to pray for him, but I'm still not convinced he's going to turn up.
No,
I genuinely think he was hoping to take this as far as possible to the point where Logan would like pull some shit and be like, I don't want to fight you anymore. You take it too far. So I still don't think Dylan Danis
is going
to. Have
you seen that clip of Dylan Danis showing Aiden Ross?
Yeah.
The picture / video, whatever he shows him, and then Aiden Ross goes, "Oh my god!" Like the reaction you can tell is like it's real. Something nuts. The reaction seemed real.
Yeah.
Have you seen this clip?
Yeah, I've seen
But I also feel like it's not real. I feel like it's Aiden.
You know what? Yeah,
the
these guys are good at that shit, so it could easily be a bait.
They're the best at it.
Could be easily be a bait. But I mean, there is a lot of images and stuff.
It would actually be as well. So the most peak thing for Logan, yeah, if Logan's revenge in this situation is fucking him up in the ring. That's the way Logan wants to respond.
But he's got to spark him.
Yeah. I think he will.
But if Dylan Danis doesn't give him that opportunity, it's such an L for Logan.
Yeah. You know what? I was thinking about this. The ultimate L here is he loses to Dylan.
Oh, but he won't. He won't, man.
I don't think he will. I think Logan would. And I almost feel like Dylan kind of knows it as well. Like he's said so many times he's just here for the bag. So I think he kind of knows it. But in the back of his mind, I think Dylan's win would be to take it the full way and not get knocked out.
I don't think I want to see a man like that down like that. Like, I don't really care who wins or loses in the fight. Like,
oh, you mean you don't want to see Logan?
I'm looking for a good scrap. Like, I don't know any of these guys.
I would happily see Dylan Danis fucked up, though.
I honestly don't have anything against the bloke, to be fair.
He's literally tormenting some innocent woman online. Like, it is so peak.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
I get that.
It's not like I have any connection to her. I shouldn't really be angry for her. Like,
no, of course. But, she is completely uninvolved in this situation. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No. I totally see that side of it.
You're not
wrong. I see. I get that. But let's be honest. Like Logan got to do the business, and he better be training. It better be training hard because if he doesn't KO him or TKO him or get him out of there, I think that's still a nail. Winning is not enough at this point, which is crazy that Twitter fingers can turn the narrative so much to the point where he now winning is no longer enough.
He's going to knock him out.
He's going to have to get rid of him.
Mm.
That's mad.
Alrighty then.
The lift's working again. You know, it was broken the other day. I had to get maintenance to come in on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was your mother.
Oh, I was going to say it was a guy called Ibrahim.
That guy used to tidy my house, you know?
Yeah.
I say tidy because
he's the goat. He could do everything, including fix this lift. Yo, I just caught you today. That when I was in a lift, there actually is a company called Schindler, and they make lifts.
Schindler's Lift.
Yeah, it's true.
That's mad, because you're right. I've seen that.
Yeah.
Somebody told me about it, and I was like, that's not true. But then I got in the lift, and I looked at it, and I was like, it's Schindler.
Anyways, Schindler did not make this lift. Instead, it was made by the Fellas Studios, and it is coming all the way up to the 165th. Wow, what a fine specimen. Got the Air Forces on.
Thank you. Who are you?
Who are you?
My name's Danny.
Shit.
Danny.
You look like a Danny.
You don't know. I was going to say he doesn't look like a Danny. No, this guy might be lying about his name.
You remind me about Danny Aarons a bit. You remind me of Danny Aarons a little bit.
Oh, cheers. I'll take that.
All right. Okay. Come on then. What is your story / fact?
My story is that I witnessed my friend finger a 45-year-old in Senor Frogs.
No. In Senor Frogs.
That's so likely to be true.
But does it not instantly sound like one of those things where it's like, he did witness his mate finger somebody, and then in order to make it cap, he's gone, I'll just say Senor Frogs.
Yeah, because we love Senor Frogs here.
Yeah. We got some questions.
Go for it.
What's your friend's name?
Alex Bell.
Oh, right. Full
name.
Go. All right. Okay. Are you at uni? Was this at uni? When did this happen?
No. So we've just finished A levels. Me and my mates.
What the fuck? How old are you? Sorry.
18. But he was 17 at the time.
Okay.
We went in July. Start of July.
To where?
Iron Appa.
Is there a Senior Frogs in Iron Appa?
There is indeed.
Do you know what? If he was going to lie about the story, that's one of the things you would check off the fucking rip. Is there a Senor Frogs in Iron Appa? I feel like... Wait, no. Harry sent us a picture when he was there.
There is.
Yeah, Harry sent us a picture of it when he was out
there. Oh my God. Senor Frogs, Iron Appa. That, now it's sounding really believable because Iron Appa is a place where all the fucking
life goes. This is a big question though. What is a 45-year-old woman doing in Iron Appa?
Oh, beats me, mate. I don't know. All we were doing, we were on a dance floor, having a good time. All of a sudden, he's catching a little wine from her. She turns round. Yeah, 45.
Slips one in on the. Is he fingering on the dance floor?
Why not?
It looks like he's playing the guitar from where me and my mates are standing. I tell you.
Oh man!
But
I can see. I'm picturing it.
I'm
kind of
getting a little bricked up. Are you?
No, not really.
Nah, I wasn't. It's one of those things you just have to ask because I see Proddy. The table's got a little top.
Damn,
feed the pony.
She would have been lubricating herself with her sweat as well because she'd probably dry as fuck.
Disco minge. Did it stink? Did you smell
God.
It? He said that God. It was on there for a few days. It was lingering around. Yeah.
Oh my fucking God.
Oh shit, you got to dip your fingers in bleach, man.
So, okay, all right. Because we need to understand this guy's mentality. Is he a shagger?
I wouldn't say so.
Does he have a lookalike that I would know? Anyone say he looks like someone?
Not really, no.
Yeah, if you're a shaggy, you don't go around fingering 45-year-old birds.
No, I think you do at that age.
Do you?
Mate, to be fair, if you're that age, you're like, oh yeah, I shagged a 45-year-old woman. Like, that's quite a thing.
Yeah, like back then it would have been like, yeah, he's welcome.
And so what? How many of you guys go there?
There's like, well, I want to say like between 8 and 10.
8 and 10 of you?
Yeah.
And he's the only one that's getting active on that dance floor. There's any friends?
No, we're all dancing, having a good time, bit of this, bit of that, you know. But yeah, he was the only one that was.
And does she orgasm from this or not?
Oh, I didn't hang around to find out, to be fair, mate. I wasn't.
Oh, you didn't have it. So how long did it go on for?
Well, we were in there. It was good, like I reckon 10 minutes. We stayed, and then he's still, you know, jackhammering away as he does, and then we went, oh, we're off, mate.
Surely.
And he went, I'm staying.
Oh my God, like, is he not worried that like loads of people are watching him finger some woman?
Well, normally you would, but he was pretty battered.
Were they trying to keep it cop, like?
Yeah, would he like shuffle off to the corner, or was he just straight?
Nah, straight in the middle.
What?
Slap bang in the middle, yeah.
What a fucking dog, man.
This guy.
Shit, I'm convinced, bro, because I know in Senor Frogs, they're crazy.
Senor Frogs is the spot. Yeah, we've never been to the Napa one, only the Miami one.
Yeah, the Miami one's a bit more civilized.
I don't think you would get caught. The thing is, like, there could be two. Don't get me wrong, I'm sure the Napa one is very different, but the Miami one did not give me fingering a 45-year-old woman.
But I went to the Cancun one, and the Cancun one was different to the Miami one.
Was that given that type of energy?
Not that kind of energy, but it was a different vibe. So I can imagine that the Ayanapa one would have a different vibe. Yeah, I'm reckoning.
What did the woman look like?
Was she lang?
It's not how I'd put it. I'd say
not bad.
No, better moustache than both of you boys.
No way.
Yeah.
So she was rocking it like that.
Yeah, but he didn't see not until me, the end personally. Of it and when she turned around.
Oh,
so
God.
It was a bloke?
No.
You can't finger a bloke.
No, it was a bloke with no
true.
Knob.
True, yeah.
A bloke with no knob.
Well, I could have.
Can you not do that? Can you not get the knob chopped off and have like...
Now you're getting political chip. We've got to keep it.
Fuck it, man.
Come on,
yeah.
Bro. We've got to get our bag.
Yeah, you could say he was good in the transition. Never mind.
Let's go for. I need. There's got to be a way to like. All right. What color was the inside of Senor Frogs?
Jesus Christ!
I don't know. I couldn't tell you that. To be fair,
that's a
different. Tell
the top,
me.
Not off the top of my head. No.
Come on, Carl. That's a tough question. What color are your boxers?
Well, they're brown now, but they weren't black. Look, I want to say, yeah, I just feel like you've just added the Senor Frogs thing on and tagged it on.
I'm with him.
I think this is actually probably... you're not a... Whereabouts do you go to school? Or are you just finished?
Near Cambridge.
God, you're posh.
No. Because the reason why I was saying it was... Did this just happen at his hometown and he's just decided to say it there? But that's not happening in Cambridge.
Nah.
That's... No 45-year-old woman's getting fingered.
Nah. Oh, you
Cambridge.
Never know, though. I believe this story, though.
What song was playing whilst
the
fingering took
place? How the fuck would probably find a guy that's fingered a bird in Senor Fox? That's my. That's what I'm at. That's the honest truth.
Are you guys mates with Proddy?
No.
We can't ask behind the scenes questions.
No, like they're not friends of mine. No,
they're not friends of yours. I just think,
damn.
How would he get in touch?
Yeah.
How does that even happen? You went to Napa.
Where did we find this?
By the way, so did this just happen? By the way,
Yeah, literally July this year.
July. Cause, okay, so that checks out with the Iron Napa. Like, that's when you go to Napa. You go when you finish school. So that bit checks
out. I'm telling you, man, this story is fucking legit.
Think of another 18-year-old.
4.4 stars for Saint Your Frogs on Google reviews. That's pretty mad.
How did that? Did you like Saint Your Frogs? Was it your first time there?
Yeah. It was our first like proper lads holiday. So it was decent. Yeah.
Mm.
Did he meet up with his chick ever again?
Oh no, it was a little one and done sort of situation.
What colour was her hair?
Black.
How do you know she was 45?
Well, she turned around. Well, that's a rough guess. Oh, obviously, okay. Rude to ask a woman her age, but
yeah, you know what?
Been raised
for
well,
a man your age, that's very respectful. Good on you.
But from the look of her, yeah.
It's yeah. Okay, so we're talking about an older woman here.
Yeah,
we're
being rude. Definitely.
You know what? I like that because had he have said like, "Oh, I went over and asked her," I'd be that. I just don't
yeah, that wouldn't
that.
Be believable.
I am gonna say this is the truth. I'm annoyed that I haven't found like a way to catch you out or like to, because usually with these things we find like that one thing.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Chip?
I think it's true.
If this is true, you're gonna have to tell us how Proddy has found you. If you've lied, then you might have a career in fraud or something. I don't know. Right, I'm gonna go with true. What you said?
That's true, Dale.
No, well, Dale knows. Dale knows. All right, go on. What is it?
It's the truth.
It is the truth. Yes.
It is yeah.
Right.
Down and dirty
how are you on the show?
So Stan, who works with you as an editor. I've known him all my life. Grew up with him and that. And then he asked me.
Was he on the trip? Did he go on the trip?
No, Stan wasn't on the trip. No.
It's fucking Stanislav finger in the
fucking Stan in the play.
Oh, where is he?
No way. Oh, what a guy.
He's behind the scenes.
Oh, I'm actually gutted that he wasn't on the trip. Because I reckon he would have been the bloke that fingered the 45
Is that why Stan's gone off camera?
Yeah, he couldn't hack it. You couldn't hack it.
Stanislav, show yourself.
So, I don't really have any more questions to ask about him. So this is just completely true. He's actually gone and done this. He's fingered the 45. Does he regret it?
Well, it was his first time. So I don't know.
Is he still a virgin?
Maybe.
Yeah, all right, okay, no, that's all right.
He's given his government and released
it. No, that's fine. This is what was his first name?
Alex. He asked to say his full name.
He wants the credit.
Alex Bell.
Ladies, Alex Bale?
Bell.
Alex Bell.
I'm ringing a bell.
He's still a virgin, so get
help
him.
My brother out.
Yeah, that's right.
He's 18
these
now?
Days.
Yeah, 18.
He's 18 now. Get after it.
Yeah, enjoy.
Look, mate, it's been an absolute pleasure. We did find you out, but at the same time, look, that's an incredible. So, and more importantly, the fact that it happened in Senor Frogs is absolutely phenomenal. So,
I wish I was fucking me.
Thank you, Danny, for coming on.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, bro. Take it easy.
See you later, pal.
Back to the ground floor.
It was a short but sweet visit to the 165th. But wow, that is literally your dream, isn't it? To finger a bird in Senor Frogs. Maybe not the one in Napa.
Not my dream, but it's not like it's on my bucket list.
Yeah. It's up there.
It's up there, pal.
Now, we've got a little story time for you all, and I'm very excited to do this because Proddy's been...
Can I just preface? We've been sent this one so many times.
Story time!
Who's excited for story time with Chippo, guys?
Me.
Hang on to your mummy milkers because we are going to the moon. I have a confession to make. Over lockdown, I think we all did some pretty fucked up shit. But you're going to seriously lose faith in humankind after hearing this. I was in my bedroom and I was having a wank and decided I wanted to try and use lube to make it feel nicer. But this was at about 1 a.m, so I couldn't leave my room to get anything in case I woke up my parents. But I remembered that I had dinner in my room and I had extra spicy salsa. We had tacos and I like spicy stuff, so I brought a bottle of salsa up to my room. I think you know where this is going. I slathered that salsa all over my hands and about 5 squirts and 5 minutes later, I was crying and sweating as I did it because that shit burned like you wouldn't believe. Eventually, I finished and a fuck ton came out because I had been building it up for about an hour. I then wondered what the salsa would taste like mixed with my cum.
The story was mad enough. What?
So I got some cum on my hand and poured some salsa on and then ate it. What the fuck?
Oh.
I thought it was just stopping there.
Why? Yeah, man. We could have just left it with a burning cock.
God, Jesus. Then I reeled my... dick was still covered in salsa, sweat, and cum, so I wiped it all off and ate it all.
No, see, like the guy said at the beginning, oh, during lockdown, we all did some weird stuff.
Yeah, not this.
Nah, like, yeah, I might have had like an extra Diet Coke.
Yeah, and everyone, and it's a male thing as well. You know, if like everything's out, it's male.
Right, right. Okay, is there any more to this story? Is that it?
The next day, I did the same thing with mayo and mustard. See, I told you.
What the fuck? Bro, why is this guy? Bro,
mustard is mad.
No, like, can I just say, mayo and mustard without the cum is weird as fuck anyways. Adding in your own nut, at this point, you might just be gay.
That is just weird, isn't it?
No, it's just gay. Because so like, because if you're loving the taste of nut, you should explore your sexuality.
I do see what you're saying. Yeah.
You do see what I'm saying. Yeah. I thought you were going to tell me you wanted to try that.
I have an opinion on it until I've tried it myself. We only get one life, pal.
All right. Well, we'll leave it on that, guys. Thank you very much for listening. And you know what? Nothing will be as bad as the incest story. So keep it that way. Look, it's 75 hard.
Yeah.
From me and Chip. We will see you guys next week. Hopefully, neither of us have failed.
Yeah.
Let us know if you think any of us will fail.
Yeah.
Because that just motivates me.
Yeah. And don't forget the tagline. Stay hard and we'll stay harder.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.